Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boogie check.
Good evening, boogie checkers, and a good evening to you. It is I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then, if so, stop everything you're doing and call 312-981-7200 to be on the Boogie Check of Life. The Boogie Check of what? The Boogie Check of Life. What does that mean? That means that anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. But that's not my job. That's your job. 312-981-7200. Now, you know, every morning my good friend Bob Surratt has a wonderful radio program that starts at 5 a.m. right here at 720 WGN. And in the first 30 minutes of that early hour, he takes the first call and gives them a prize. Hey, I says to myself, self, that sounds like a good idea. Why don't you usurp it, steal it, abscond with it? I said, all right, to myself. I have a lot of those two-way conversations with myself. It's something I've got to see somebody about. Anyway, so the first call right now at 312-981-7200 gets a prize. 312-981-7200 here on the Boogie Check of Life at 720 WGN, and I believe we are ready to go. Chuck. Chuck?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's good to hear you tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Go ahead.
I appreciate you making the comments about the incident out in Hollywood, too. I'm glad that it all matters to somebody, you know.
Well, the problem, apart from the fact that, you know, when you, how do I put this together? You know, when you go to a movie or you watch a movie and it gets, gets to the end and all these credits go rolling by, and sometimes there's a whole bunch of them. Well, those are the people who are behind the scenes doing everything that the actors don't do. And taking care of armaments and firearms on the set is a job. It is a definite It is a definite job in the industry of movie making. And that's what that person is supposed to do. And somebody didn't do their job, and Alec Baldwin fired a gun into a camera lens and somebody died. And that's horrible. But that's but that's not Alec Baldwin's fault.
No.
You know? I mean,
I'm like everyone. I'm sure that people that are, you know, aware of that situation, you know, wish that he had looked. But, you know, like you say, that's not part of what his duties were.
No.
You know?
I mean, they have somebody else in the industry specifically to take care of that. And, you know, since Alec Baldwin speaks out politically, this has been, to some people, turned into, you know, a political issue, which it really isn't. But, you know, if you're an actor or a spokesperson for some particular political stand and you get into some sort of controversial or unfortunate situation, that's what a lot of people are going to go to. But at any rate, what do you do, Chuck?
Well, right now I'm a writer, actually. I'm trying to learn how to write scripts, believe it or not.
No kidding. Are you? What have you done to do that?
Well, I'm a graduate from the University of Louisville in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And my degree is in counseling and psychology. And I actually, you know, I study, I read. You know, I'm trying to place myself in a position to, you know, actually do something beneficial for other folks, too. You know, it's not just for myself.
Right. Well, writing a screenplay is a lot harder than people imagine.
Oh, it tries to mean that sometimes.
I tried it once. I wrote a screenplay, and it was horrible.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, it was bad. It was bad. I'm trying to think of this. I haven't thought about it in a long time, but there's a internet program that you can buy. Come on.
Final Script?
Final Script, something like that. I'll try to look it up. But it'll give you a whole step-by-step instruction as to how to construct a screenplay. Final draft.
Final draft, yeah.
Final draft.
Yeah, final draft.
It's called Final Draft. It's expensive, but it's pretty much the way the industry goes. But at any rate, good luck on that. Anyway,
thank you, my friend.
You are the first caller, and therefore you are the winner. And you get a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Stay on the line there so that we can get all the information from you to get you the desktop weather station.
Hey, now, wanna boogie, check.
Hey!
John Beckard, WGN.
And there's that annoying tone again. 312-981-7200 to get on the Boogie Check of Life. So normally at this particular time of the evening, we'd be checking in with Jim Bohannon. But Jimbo is not available tonight. And tomorrow night will be hockey. So the next time I get to talk to Jim would be Thursday, right? I believe? No. God, I don't know what's going on around here. What? Next week? He's got the whole rest of the week off?
Yeah, he's going to be out and around.
Well, I know where he's going to be tomorrow night. I know where he's going. He's coming to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Museum of Broadcast Communications is having its annual Hall of Fame inductions. And I don't know how long Jim has been doing the quote-unquote announcing duties for that event, but he and I have met there numerous times. And we like each other. I don't know. Can you tell that? 312-981-7200. It is Bob with a capital B. What's up, Bob?
Hey, John. How are you?
Good.
I was telling Tom earlier tonight, that Warren's Zevon song, you've got to keep it, man.
Oh, the Warren Zevon song.
Yes, you've got to keep that.
Okay.
I can't believe the three of us hadn't figured this one out earlier.
I know. You know, I've got this saying from Vince Lombardi, something to the effect of, doesn't matter if you get knocked down. It matters if you, something along the line, get back up.
And get back up.
You know, and trying to find something to start this stupid program with for over a year has been like a continual, what am I doing?
You should have shouted out to me, man. I could have been working on that.
And so today, I'm just, I don't know where the idea comes from, that there was this Warren Zevon song called Johnny Strikes Up the Band.
Yeah.
And so I made a little minute version of it, and I thought it worked pretty well. And lo and behold, if it gets the okay from Bob with the capital B, you know it's got to be good.
That is just phenomenal. I can rest assured now because I don't have to sit around and think about another song for you.
Yes, you can now relax. Let your mind go free. Thanks. Thanks,
Bob. I have to let my mind go free when I listen to you. So,
thanks, Bob.
All right, Doug.
Bye. Right. There's Bob with the capital B. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, John. How are you today?
I'm fine, and you?
Your pipes sound good, no fun.
Let me tell you, I was talking, yeah. So she says, my pipes sound good. Don't jinx me. Hold on a second. Let me take a sip of my throat coat tea. Because last night...
I was going to tell you it rained, and then when it rains that much, you're going to get leaf mold. And whether you're allergic or not, it's going to irritate you. And it comes down from your nose, down your throat.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, thank you, Sherry.
There's like three things you can do.
Okay.
No, there's three things you can do.
All right.
If you have a sore throat, too, you gargle with warm water and salt.
Right.
But don't swallow it.
Right.
If you have a cold, too, you take a big tablespoon, a dollop of honey, and then you put that real lemon on top of that. And the lemon cuts the phlegm and the honey soothes your throat.
Okay.
The other thing you can do is find some spiced tea or just get some instant tea, put some tang in it and some sugar and cinnamon and clove, but take the clove out. And my voice lesson teacher used to always have us drink that, especially in the winter, and it just it just releases everything. It feels so good.
Well, thank you, Sherry. I appreciate that. In fact, that was on my mind today, and I actually stopped off and I use this brand called Throat Coat, and I don't think it's the brand. I think it's the
It's just the name of it.
Just the name of it. And they also have lozenges. And so I've got a big old WGN mug, a Throat Coat right here, and a lozenge standing by. And so far, so good. Well, oh no. This is either going to... Well, let's find out. Whoop! Uncle Kaz!
Hey there, Johnny.
Hey there, Uncle Kaz. How's it going? How's it going, eh?
It's going okay. You know, I can remind you, too, to keep the leaf mold out of your shorts. You want to watch out for that.
Absolutely.
That'll cause us a lot of problems.
Oh, you know.
Well, you know, you mentioned that you got the vax there and the flu shot. And I did the same thing. And, you know, I didn't have no problems with it.
None.
I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
And I was really hoping that I could really use it tonight, but now I'm depressed.
Why?
Because while I was planning to go to the White Sox World Series, and, well, you know what happened there. I thought I'd be at the ball game tonight, you know, and then it's that goofy American League team. I remember when they used to be in the National team, and the National side, they'd play the Cubs, and Jack Brickhouse would always call them the Houstons. I don't know if he couldn't remember the name, or he thought it was like the dog on the Jetsons, or what the heck.
I don't know, but I think it wasn't a compliment. And I have friends of mine who are big Dodgers fans, and they are also a little upset right now. But they'll get over it.
Los Dodgers.
Because, you know,
they always have
there's always next year.
Hey, you know, everybody can have a bad century, like they used to say. And, you know, the Cubs are on their second one, and I guess the Sox are too. But they had a good season there this year.
All right, Uncle Kaz, always great to hear from you. And always great to hear from you, Earl. What's going on?
Hi, John. Because of Halloween, I got this weird story I'd like to try to tell you.
Go on. Tell me the story.
Okay, this happened a long time ago. One of my friends read a book about out-of-the-body travel.
Yeah,
and so there was a few things that we had to do to get set up to do it, and we did it. And all of a sudden, the guy starts, it's in a very dark room. The guy says, I can feel the 2x4s, I can feel the insulation. And then all of a sudden, he kind of shrieks, and I hear a real, you know, scrumble, rustling around sound. And the guy breaks loose, and he goes and turns on the light. And he says, something grabbed me and tried to pull me through the wall. And it was kind of unnerving. Anyway, so we talked about it for a couple of minutes, and I said, hey, you know what, I'm going to get going. So I hopped in my car, and I drove back into my neighborhood, and I saw one of my friends standing on another friend's porch, and I said, hey, you want to just go riding around for a while?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, okay. And so he said, who was that got out of the car when you pulled up? And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. There wasn't anyone with me. And he said, well, if you don't want to tell me, just say you don't want to tell me. And I said, well, why wouldn't I want to tell you? You know, there's no reason. I said there was no one there. Anyway, so we start driving.
Yeah.
And pick up a couple other friends, and we're riding around. And that first guy that I picked up, he said, he started screaming. He says, it's freezing back here, and this was in the summer.
Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on a second. That can't, are you making this up?
No, honestly, John, this is the truth, and these people can verify it. They're still alive.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. But anyway, he started screaming, it's freezing back here.
Yeah.
And I tried to reach back, you know, from the driver's seat, and that's not a good angle, so I couldn't feel anything cold back there. And I didn't know about that kind of stuff back then. But anyway, he started screaming, stop the car, and the other two people in the back seat are like, let us out, let us out. And before I could get the car completely stopped, the one guy was starting to crawl out the window.
Oh, my God.
And,
Earl, what kind of life do you lead, Earl? I mean, that is just some
crazy. Was your car's name Christine?
Crazy stuff going on.
It was really creepy. And everybody got out of the car except this one gal that we were kind of liked each other.
Yes.
But she was really quiet and didn't say much, and I don't really remember much about what happened after that.
Well,
I
mean, you seem
we
to
rode around for a while. I think I just dropped her off at home, and I went home.
Well, you seem to remember
I never really
everything.
Thought about it that much.
Yeah. You seem to remember everything that came up came before it. Thanks for calling. We got time for one more, I think. Hey, Pete, you're on WGN. Hello.
Peter Purcell of Edison had a pig named Porky.
Uh-oh.
This pig named Porky loved pie. He loved pizza pie, pumpkin pie,
is he,
pineapple pie.
Oh, this is a recording?
Pie,
is somebody
mince
playing?
Tarts. And Peter Purcell of Edison's pig Porky loved pie for breakfast, pie for lunch, pie in the afternoon, and pie before he went to bed. First of all, Edison's epic Porky ate so much pie that you know what he
I okay. Not quite sure.
Something about pie.
And I think there was something
there's
about
Porky Pig.
Pig.
Yeah, Porky yeah. Pig's pie.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
The last thing I need is a pie that comes from Porky Pig.